Adrian talking about how Sheffield has changed.
Well, I think one very significant change that took place in the industrial cities in the Midlands was the collapse of the British steel industry in the 1980s. International competition in iron and steel caused a decline in traditional local industries during the 1970s and 1980s, coinciding with the collapse of coal mining in the area. And I think this had all kinds of consequences for the whole area. Now, some of them very far-reaching. For example, thousands of workers became unemployed from one day to the next. I remember before the collapse, Sheffield used to be called the City of Steel. Engineers from Sheffield invented some of the most important processes that revolutionised the production of metals. Between 1750 and 1850, the population grew from 14,000 to 135,000. Can you imagine? The sky was permanently black with smoke from the factories. In 1937, George Orwell wrote in his book, The Road to Wigan Pier, that Sheffield was the ugliest town in the old world. Most notably were its slums, thrown up in haste to house a growing population coming to the town. Then finally, World War II brought changes to the city's fortunes. Its experience in steel production led it to having a vital role in munitions and weapons manufacture. This also made Sheffield a prime target for bombing raids, and the Sheffield Blitz of 1940 left over 40,000 people homeless. In terms of its industry, the post-war period worked in Sheffield's favour. Particularly surgical blades made of steel were in big demand. And so the city was producing half of all those made worldwide at that time. Renewed wealth and an opportunity to rebuild the city after the bombings finally brought an end to Sheffield's notorious slums. However, as I said earlier, the city once again fell on hard times. This was because of the steel crisis in the 1970s and 1980s. But then, after the massive steel crisis, city planners decided to start from scratch. And I think this had an impact on people's attitude to culture and modernity. And this gave rise to a whole new range of high-tech industries which replaced the old industries. So Sheffield became really cosmopolitan. And this led to a new wave of young urbanites pouring into the city. So it was like a renaissance of Sheffield, very different from the stereotype of run-down former steel centre. So I see this as a really positive development. People living in a clean and trendy city. Sheffield was recently even voted one of the top five places to live in Britain. Today, it has one of the best public transport systems in the country, and 61% of the city is green space. And this is a direct consequence of modern and progressive city planning.